Lisa. Thanks, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Feel a little strange talking about this on his fifth birthday, but I've got to get this off my chest.
Okay, what happened?
I was in Wisconsin last weekend, and when I'm driving around with him, he wants to stop at all different places because I'm Disneyland Dad. He can get away with everything. You know
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to stop at a bike store because he likes looking at bikes. I'm like, no problem. Let's stop at the bike store. We look at bikes, have some fun. He runs off, does his thing. I'm like, Ollie, gotta go. We walk out the door. I didn't see what was in his hand. And all of a sudden, I hear the store manager go, and I'll be taking that back from you, young man. I'm like, what?
What did he pick up?
He had two pair of bike gloves. And they were like Lycra bike gloves, and they weren't cheap either. They were like $30 a pair. And I look at him and go, Ollie, did you mean to do that? He didn't answer, and I'm like, say sorry, that's stealing, dude. And he's like, sorry. And I'm like, in case you think that was me and I planned this, that wasn't me. He did that on his own accord. I'm a bad parent. I'm really sorry.
So did you guys have a conversation about it afterwards? Like, did you say, what was going on, dude?
I got in the car and I tried to put my mean dad face on and get an explanation from him. Like, what are you doing, man? That's stealing. You can't do that.
Uh-huh.
Did you deliberately do that? He didn't answer me. He's like, sorry, sorry. And he behaved like a three-year-old when he's actually five. So I never got a straight answer, so I don't know if he did it deliberately. But you think at 5 years old, they know what stealing is, right?
Yeah.
Do I give him the benefit of the doubt?
I mean...
Be honest with me, you're hesitating.
No, because at five, it's hard. Kids go through those phases where they do things, and I appreciate you being open and vulnerable about it, because a lot of times people be like, you're a bad parent, and that's hard to hear.
Oh, I was a bad parent.
No, because you didn't tell him to do that. It was a learning lesson. So as long as you turned it into a learning lesson and doesn't lead to a life of crime, I don't think I'd put too much thought into it.
That's the biggest concern.
If you wanted to go steal,
start the life of crime, right?
Yeah, if you wanted to go steal a car afterwards, then I'd be like, well, yeah, we probably have a problem.
So it's the first time I'm actually hoping he wasn't intelligent and he just did it by accident. If he was manipulative and knew what he was doing, it's a little bit of a concern. I don't know where I am.
I think you're going to find out you're not alone when it comes to little klepto kids and things that they've stolen. You ever caught your kid stealing something, or did you get busted when you were a kid for stealing something?
Yeah, we're making Guy feel better this morning. Please let us know. Text or call 888-431-3764. Is your kid a klepto?
I got it, Guy. I know the perfect gift for your son, Ollie. Bail money. Since he started a life of crime at 5 years old and you busted him stealing.
He's a thief. He went to the bike store with me because I'm Disneyland Dad. I took him there when he was leaving. He got stopped by the manager because he had two pair of Lycra gloves in his hand. I had no idea. And I still don't know if he did it deliberately because I couldn't get a straight answer out of him.
A lot of people pointing out the text messages. If he didn't answer you, that means he 100% knew what he was doing.
I knew it. He's smart and he looks and he's headed for a life of crime. I got to put an end to this now.
You're not alone, though. Karen in Temecula, has your kid ever stolen something?
He was a senior in high school when he decided to lift my Discover card.
Oh!
She stole your credit card?
Yeah, she went shopping. He only did like, you know, $100 in damage when I kind of figured it out. But yeah, she had to take everything back.
And how did you find out about it?
Well, Discover card called me because, you know, they have those fraud lines and... They said, did you do this? Because it was not my normal store I would go to.
What did you sit down and say to her? How did you handle this as a parent? I need to learn.
Oh, we had a very long discussion for at least 2 hours, and then she had punishment afterwards, for sure. And you just have to come to them honestly about, you know, stealing, and stealing from your parents is a no-go. If you needed something, she knew to ask me.
Because kids sometimes don't know stealing from a parent's stealing. They just think a parent's an ATM.
Exactly. But, you know, without permission, it is stealing.
This 909 text is pretty intense, Kelly. When I was 12, my best friend and I stole her parents' car to go to a party.
How old?
12.
Okay.
But her brother was driving, who was 15, no license. He hit a parked car at the house that was having the party,
ooh,
and they started chasing us. Needless to say, we got caught. Her parents pressed charges. We got arrested. 4 days later, we read our rights, and I got 3 years probation. Point in the story, never took another thing ever again.
Okay, so there was a turning point. Maybe the gloves are a turning point for Ollie.
Yes, they better be. Oh my gosh. Can I just wish him a happy birthday, too, even though he's a little thief?
Sure.
Okay. Because I feel bad about talking about this on his birthday.
Oh, we're going to keep it going. We want to hear about the time your kid stole something. You can call or text us now at 888-431-3764.
It's thoroughly enjoyable telling the good people of Southern California that my five-year-old kid's a thief.
It's enjoyable?
That was sarcasm, Kelly.
Oh,
that
okay.
That was complete sarcasm. You didn't get that. But it's
not
okay.
At all.
No, I'm not proud of it at all, but he went to a bike store in Wisconsin when I was with him last weekend, and he walked out with two pair of Lycra gloves, and the store manager stopped him because I didn't realize and said, "I'll take them back, young man."
Yes. Awkward.
909 says, "I wasn't caught, but when I was about three, my parents took me to Disneyland, and when we were leaving, we stopped at the store. I'm in a stroller, and one of the low tables, they had a toy Goofy. I grabbed one and held onto it. My parents didn't realize till we got to the car. I still have that Goofy today, and I'm now 30 years old."
You're proud of that Goofy. Proud of the life of crime as a toddler.
The parents didn't make it take it back when they realized in the car.
Heck no, the parents probably saw that price tag and were like, "Well, we're already out of the store. We don't want to go hassle with it. Okay, Goofy's going home with us." Iris in Riverside, did your kid steal something?
My daughter, when she was about five, was at the mall before it was redone. I was getting my hair done, and right next door to the salon was a toy store. So she wanted to know if she could go over to the toy store and look around. And I said, "Yes, but don't touch anything." And then a little while later, I was almost finished, and she comes running over with this doll. She goes, "Mommy, will you buy this for me?"
Oh, my God.
She had run out of the store, come into the salon, and wanted to know if I would buy it for her.
At least she had the intent of paying it. I actually don't know if that was the case with my son.
No, I think your son was 100% trying to get a five-finger discount.
He's a thief.
Yep. Rebecca in Corona, did your kid steal something?
So I was actually the kid that stole something. I was at, back in the day, Price Club with my mom. And when they had gum on the checkout stand, it was a pack of Bubblicious gum. And I got home, and I'm sitting down in my room by my coat rack. I remember it, like, vividly. And I was chewing gum, and my mom goes, "Where'd you get that?" And I was like, "At the store." She made me get back in the car and go upstairs to the manager's office and apologize for stealing. And I was grounded for a week.
Oh, man, and I feel like when you check out, seeing all the candy and gum there, that is like temptation test for kids.
Yeah, imagine me as a kid, my love for candy now.
Yeah, Bubblicious. To this day, I haven't chewed any of that.
You're traumatized now.
I am.
I now think I've been too light on my son. Should I come down harder on him?
Yeah, you got to fly back to Wisconsin now. Take him back to the bike store.
A personal apology in front of the manager is needed, and a commitment that he will never, ever do this again, or he will be grounded for life.
Yeah.